Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand. From Vancouver to Halifax, Flin Flon to Estevan, he's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Thanks for joining us for coffee. Who always screws with this?
You're the only one who sits in that chair.
No. Every morning this thing's like almost ready to fall off. Hi. I'm your host, Rod Peterson. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont, the Jason Sudeikis mini-me.
Good morning.
How you doing, Dukes?
I'm good.
Good. No laughing on the sponsor's couch. This is the media. We're not supposed to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
We got the Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel, with us in the bunker. How you doing, Rems?
I'm good, except every time I sit here, this thing...
Same thing. Who's screwing with this stuff? You're a little out of sorts.
What a dilemma.
You're a little out of sorts today.
I lost my cell phone, for God's sake.
It's not a good feeling.
No,
That's literally panic button
stuff.
Well,
you know what?
I agree.
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Don't be.
Well, not because I lost the phone. How out of sorts I am. What's wrong with
me? You know, it's funny you say that.
What did we do 20 years ago, Rod? What did we do?
We didn't have a cell phone, so we didn't worry
about
it. Right,
we didn't care. And life, frankly, was a lot easier in a lot of ways.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
People weren't as mean.
Yeah, they were as mean. You just didn't know about it.
Well,
but we're going. Just hang on. Let me just map out the show. This is the rollout for Flooring Superstores, by the way. And yeah, we jumped right into the deep end, which is great. I love it. But I do just want to tell you what's going to happen today. Our thoughts are very much, and prayers as well, with the people of Nashville and Tennessee. 9 people killed, many more missing, tornadoes hitting overnight. We were going to go live to Nashville with our good friends, Stu Grimson, Terry Crisp, Troy Vollhofer. Not surprisingly, guys, all hands are on deck down there. As a matter of fact, Crispy told Clark, our producer, he goes, I'm going to be down at Bridgestone all day helping out. Like, this is emergency efforts stuff. So we'll be updating what we know from Nashville. We wanted to go to Nashville, but those guys aren't available today. You can well imagine if a tornado hit downtown of your city, you wouldn't be doing interviews, really. You'd be pitching in as much as you can. Now, having said that, so we thought we were going to have Grimmer or Crispy. Not going to happen. But we are going to Dallas. Gene Principe will be joining us from Rogers Sportsnet, the host of Edmonton Oilers broadcast. Big win last night in Nashville. 8-3 for the Oilers over the Preds. Guess what, guys? If the Oilers can score 8 goals every game, they're going to be just fine. There's my expert analysis this morning for you, okay? No charge. Oilers at Stars tonight, by the way. Going to be fantastic. Kyran Swerve Moore was going to be with us from the Saskatchewan Roughriders, number 85. He adorns our desk here every day. Little mini figurine of Swerve. And he's been unable to join us today. And he's in the Tennessee, Alabama area. He might have been affected by this too. But Swerve won't be with us. He's rescheduled. Silver Fox has mentioned Dan Plasterer will be with us too. And I just want to say, before we get to what will be the Elite Eight show topics today, guys, I'm just excited to be on the air with you, doing what we do on a daily basis. And I don't think, frankly, we pat ourselves on the back enough in that I thought for years we were being shortchanged as a nation, that we didn't have a morning sports talk show to talk about things like this. The Oilers game last night, the game tonight, Golden Knights home to the Devils. I mean, we're going to get to all the topics that are raging this morning. So I'm just happy to be here doing what we do. Because I would be plugging away on the treadmill or the elliptical, watching last night's Sports Center, going, come on, I want a morning show.
You want to talk
about
it.
That's why I watch ESPN every morning, because they're talking about what's new that morning. Plus, after the big games, you got a night to sleep on it, and sometimes perspectives change the next morning. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's cool of what we're doing. Now, my poll question today, Clark and I put our heads together, and if off the top of my head, if I can remember what we came up with, the Daily Capital Automall Universal Collision Center poll question is, who is the most dynamic duo in the National Hockey League currently? Because as you saw, Connor McJesus had a goal and 4 helpers last night. Neon Leon had 4 goals. So McDavid Dreisaitl is one pair. Marner Matthews is another. Crosby Malkin is the third. And Clark, who was the other? Oh, Shifley Line A. More so for our Winnipeg viewers than anything.
I vote that one out.
Well,
Line A is a part-timer.
He's a part-timer. Well, you'll have your chance to vote on the poll, sir. But the secondary poll, which I was actually thinking about Sunday, which I would have used for the Monday poll, which would you rather lose, your phone or your wallet? So it's funny that that would be timely. What would you rather lose, your phone or your wallet? And as a guy that's lost both many times, I can tell you'd rather lose your wallet.
Yep, agreed. Because you can do everything on your phone. You can pay on your phone now. For a lot of people, they don't even carry it. I think you probably carry your wallet on your phone.
I do.
And I got a second phone case that flips open and my cards go in there when I'm on the road and whatnot. Yeah, I'd rather lose my wallet any day.
Well, I was complaining about losing that phone.
Yeah.
And then 30 seconds later, Rod's talking about a tornado in Nashville that wiped out the city or part of it. And I start to feel guilty that I'm complaining about losing my cell phone temporarily.
That's okay. That's what I'm here for. Put things into perspective for everybody, for the world.
But you're right, yeah. I mean, and in terms of the poll question, and you talk about dynamic duos, it's going to be a landslide. It's got to be McDavid and Draisaitl. It feels like the Crosby-Malkin torch has been passed to McDavid and Draisaitl. Now, the Matthews-Marner one, if this is a year ago, I had to pick them. But it's easily McDavid and Draisaitl for sure.
You know, it would be a more interesting poll, who's the greatest dynamic duo of all time.
Yeah.
Some of those would still be in there.
Yep.
Crosby-Malkin. Who'd you say?
I say Gretzky-Curry.
You would have said Fleury-Keane. Which reminds me, let me get to my Elite Eight show topics, okay? Because we've covered a few already here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. And by the way, Flooring Superstore, we love them like the Dickens. Very much enjoyed our time in Mexico with Trent and Rhonda Dickin last week from Flooring Superstores. Number one, Oilers pot 8 in Nashville last night. Neon Leon had 4. We've already covered that. Two, the CFL considering changing the rouge. This came up, I guess, was it yesterday in Vancouver? Randy Ambrosi addressing the media or the reporter that showed up about doing away with awarding a single point for a missed field goal. They say it's the opponents of that have said for years it's rewarding failure. No, it's not. You kick the ball out of the end zone or it was downed in the end zone. How's that failure?
The reward is you get 3. This way you get 1.
Right. I don't think
there's
it should
a, there's
be changed.
There's a significantly higher reward to make the field goal, guys.
Ding, ding, ding. We'll continue with that. Number 3. BC Lions coverage is a little bit from a spillover from point 2. I had young Lions fans DMing me yesterday on Twitter saying, Rod, what do you think about this? There was only one TV station from Vancouver at the commissioner media availability yesterday. Plus, they unveiled all the coaching staff. 2 reporters total, 1 TV station. And, you know, what do you think? And I don't really think anything. There's nothing that I can do about it other than do what we do here. Talk CFL daily, make it entertaining, hope the rest of the country catches on. I can't have an opinion on Vancouver. I've never lived there. It is what it is. And frankly, I would suggest who's to blame. Everybody wants to point the finger at the Lions and say, oh, nobody cares about them anymore. I would suggest point the finger at the media. If you wonder why these stadiums are not full, not empty, but not full. WHL, CFL, starting to become the NHL's not selling out. But when all these newspapers and TV stations and radio stations have hacked and whacked out of their sports departments, you don't have enough people to go cover this stuff in the first place. It's not all on the teams. A lot of it's on the media. And I think the teams need to realize how important the media has been for carrying their message for 100 years. So anyways, we can get into that. I can see the wheel spinning in both of your heads. 4, the Brier. I read a story this morning. Curling's not helping itself. I mean, it's a lovely story that the Nunavut team has a 65-year-old guy on it by the name of Dale Kohlenberg. Do you know him? He's from Moose Jaw originally. He walked into the curling club in Nunavut, started throwing rocks because he was up there on a job placement. They say, hey, do you want to join our team? If we win 2 games, we're going to the Brier. He's like, yeah, sure. Now he's in the Brier, 65 years old. Warm and fuzzy story. Not really helping the image of curling, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, in terms of a national championship, and that's the caliber. But that's not the caliber at the national. That's a one-off. Unfortunately, it's not one of the territories or provinces.
Fair enough.
That compete.
It's
right?
Like, could you imagine a 42-year-old Zamboni driver winning an NHL game? Like,
I know,
really?
I know. Right?
It's a fluke.
It is.
Okay,
it,
fair.
It is.
Okay, glad you brought me back
to reality.
But it
is very good, and what got me about how good it is in Canada, the rest of the world needs to continue to catch up in curling. But you got the number one, they were the number one team in the world, which is Brad Jacobs' team in Northern Ontario, and they're 1-3. They're going to miss the playoffs, and they're the number one team in the world. So it's pretty competitive still.
On the Brier, .5, Saskatchewan's Matt Dunstone is 3-1. He's in the mix. I feel like Happy Gilmore. Like, can we get a little noise here?
Yeah.
You know,
let's
walking
go.
Around on the team. Okay, come on, can we get a little noise going from Matt Dunstone?
Speaking of a Saskatchewan.
Oh,
boy.
There. See? Come on, guys. Let's go. Ring the bell.
Who was watching?
Saskatchewan is in the mix.
Ring it, because who was watching yesterday when he hit in the 10th end for 4 to win, and he comes down, and he's doing the fist bump down the ice, and he's just, like, right pumped up. It was a really cool moment to watch.
I watched that at work.
That's cool.
But we popped at work. Like, it was like a big deal there. Like, you could hear the hooting and hollering.
Okay, good. Awesome. So, as we get closer to the weekend, everybody's going to get on board, huh?
Yeah, and last night's game was good, too. The Gushue and Jacobs game came right down to the last shot. It was fun.
Can't believe how much into curling I've gotten over the last few years. I mean, if you'd have told me 15, 20 years ago that I'd actually make a point of watching curling, or I could sit there and watch, like, a whole game, I'd have said, there's not a chance. But I'm into it now. I like it. And I like watching it on TV, because I don't understand the game well enough. Like, when you watch it live, I enjoy the atmosphere. I went to a game in the Scotties.
Yep.
You probably may have saw my tweet or whatever, but I don't know. I'm not 2 and 3 moves ahead, certainly. I know what happened in the end. But when you're watching Vic, or you're watching, you know, these unbelievable Russ Howard, and they're telling you 3 moves from now, like, oh, that shot's not going to work. Well, how come? Well, because 4 shots from now, here's what could happen. I'm like, I'm just trying to get over what happened in the last shot. And so they can plot it out for you and tell a story that I don't get because I don't understand the game well enough. I just find it very relaxed. Don't you find curling relaxing to watch?
A little bit.
I find it incredibly frustrating to watch. I'm glad that you guys are in, because it's too damn slow. And I'm glad that you're into it, and Myers is into it, and you're into it. I do watch, but I'm like, come on here. It's very similar to baseball, okay?
Yeah.
It had me for a long time.
Yeah.
I've curled competitively in high school, trust me. And I understand the sport. It's just too slow. Yep. Like, for instance,
I understand.
I go to the Rush. You were just there.
Yeah.
How was that?
Wow, what an experience that was. Oh, my goodness.
I go, and I don't even think I told these stories. I go to the Golden Knights game, the very first game that I went to, and I'm like, zing, 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 zing. Stuff's going on. For a squirrel like me, that's what I need. That's what I like. And after the game, yours and my good friend Kelly McCrimmon texted me and said, what did you think of the show? And I said, Crim, I didn't know where to look next. So I can't wait till Saturday. The next game, I'll have a little bit better idea of what's coming.
Yeah.
Whereas curling.
Oh, yeah, ding, totally
ding,
different.
Ding.
Yeah, the Jeopardy theme should be playing sometime.
Well, and TSN's.
Can't do it.
They've caught on to that, actually. And I've noticed this, you know, maybe just this year, and I'm sure it's happened before. Now, when the commercial breaks happen, they're already playing the first couple of, you know, stones, the lead stones, the second stones, and then they'll bring it in the picture-in-picture where they'll have the commercial, and they'll show you the first few rocks, so that when you get tuned back in, you filled up your coffee, whatever, oh, they're already on the third stones, there's already action going on, there's less of that downtime, guard, right?
But
so they're catching on to the viewer.
Don't we sometimes watch different sports for different reasons, though? Like, I watch football and hockey and lacrosse, you know, for different reasons than I watch curling.
Well, they're all entertainment.
They're entertainment, but I don't, you know, I guess I surrender myself to the fact that when I tune in to watch a curling game, it's not going to be boom, boom, boom. We're not going to be watching, like, you know, action packed. Like, I'm okay with that. Sometimes it's okay to just sit back. I could work while the curling game's on, and at the end of the game, I still feel like I knew what happened because I only have to look up every 45 seconds or so, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're doing work and the hockey game's on and you're really not paying that close attention, you know, you feel like you know what's going on, but you kind of miss the game. Curling is kind of a background. You could be at work and the curling game's on over here. You could watch the whole game and still get all your work done.
If that yeah, makes I hear sense. The same thing about soccer. I have a lot of friends here that have been trying to get me into soccer. I've really legitimately tried, and I can't get into it. Mm-hmm. Our social media advisor, Tyler Dacu, writes in and says, well, it's no wonder Rod likes this. Me at the Rush game on Saturday. Nonstop entertainment, action, let's go, come 100%.
On. I loved that. That was one of the great sporting experiences. My son just...
Take it away, because that was your first...
Oh, never been, and I've meant to go many times, but I hadn't gone. Right? And so I finally said to my son, okay, no more excuses. I'm taking you to a game this year. He's a busy kid. I'm a busy guy. But that game on Saturday worked for our schedule. So thanks to our good friend Tyler here, he was able to set me up with some tickets for the game. I don't remember the last time I was at a sporting event where during the warm-up, about half the seats were full.
Yeah.
You don't even see that at a Rider game, for crying out loud. And everybody's wearing green. That's another thing I wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting like a Rider type of feel where it's like, or the Flames or something, where you watch a Flames game and everybody's wearing red.
Sea of red.
Watch a Rider game, everybody's wearing green. It's like that for the Rush.
Yep.
And any sport where during the middle of the actual game, I can hear AC/DC Back in Black, I'm fine with that, too.
All game.
Rock music the whole game. It doesn't stop. They morph from one song into the next. There's no downtime. There's like you said earlier, it's an event. There's always something happening. The second that the you know, there's a whistle, there's fun in the stands. There's people doing the entertainment. It's like going kind of like an NBA game on steroids.
I've said that. Have you not heard me say that? And so... There you go. Rod's ran for Bronco Plumbing and Heating. There you go. Kelly's hijacked it. What do we got here? Your factory authorized Brian Furnace dealer. I mean, I got this young kid from BC writing me today going, what do you think about the lack of media coverage with the Lions? I'm on the radio in Lloydminster this morning. They're saying, what do you think about the troubles in Toronto and BC with the CFL? But guys, I don't have an opinion anymore. Like, you're falling behind, bro. Like, let's get with it. As a league, you're falling behind where these other places are getting it done. And it's, what do I think? That's what I think. The CFL is falling behind.
But you're not going to cover a team that nobody goes to. It's like, what comes first, the chicken
and
the egg?
Absolutely.
I mean, in Regina, you can't give people enough riders.
Yeah.
So that's all you're going to hear between May and September. And it drives some people crazy. But the reality is, that's what people want. You've been doing this in this market for what, 20-some years?
In this province, 30.
Okay, so what happens during the week when you decide to deviate from the Riders and talk about something else for any length of time?
In this market?
Yeah. Yeah, and people are phoning and they're mad. You can't give them enough. But in BC or Toronto, with all due respect to the CFL, which I love, people, generally speaking, don't care.
Right.
So what are you supposed to do? Are you blame the... Who do you blame for that? It's not the media's fault.
Yes and no. When they're not covering those teams on the Supper Sports anymore because it's all Leafs or it's all Canucks, it is a chicken and the egg.
That's what people want.
But there is kind of a fault on the media.
Because they've been trained to want that.
But there is a fault on the media, and I've gone through this in my own career as a young broadcaster in Rosetown, Saskatchewan. I couldn't believe that we were leading the sports with the Rosetown Red Wings. I'm like, this is so small potatoes. We need to be leading with the NHL scores. I mean, the Leafs won last night, and the Flames are doing this, and we carry their games, and the Jays, And it's like, no. Those are already being covered. Your market needs this. This is what you, as our media entity in Rosetown, brings to the table, is the local angle. So being self-aware. Everybody wants to be what they're not, right? There's no self-awareness in the media. Everybody comes in as a young broadcaster or media and being like, we want to be the Canucks source. We want to be the Canucks source. And it gets oversaturated. But if one of them realized we could be the Lions source, we could be the source for the CFL, and the NHL, I think they get a nice segmentation of the market. But everybody wants to be the number one big dog, and there's a ton of value being number two.
Which is saying it's improper thinking by the media is what you're saying.
That's why
how do you explain
opportunity?
How do you explain the Rush coming in hot into Saskatoon, and we've never had lacrosse in this province at all, and they sell out every game.
Correct.
How did they do it?
Well, marketing. They did, and, but think about this, though, Rod. They did it without a whole bunch of media attention. It was organic. Because they just put on an awesome event and people started going, holy smokes.
Yes and no, Darren. You were living in Saskatoon at the time, though,
right? But then the media picked up on it and it snowballed from there.
When you walked into Saskatoon when the Rush came into town,
you knew.
It was like walking into the studio. It was green everywhere. Like it was Rush everywhere.
It was a lot of marketing.
They painted the town, that bear that they have with the big jersey. It was at the soccer center. Then one day it's in the mall. The next day it's somewhere else. Everywhere you went,
but that's
you
kind of media, ran into it. That's the team.
But it was the team. It was the marketing. And then the marketing turned into media attention, and media attention turned into fan attention, and fan attention turned into tickets being sold at the games. It was a wonderful snowball, and they did it early enough and realizing that, look, at all this money we're spending on marketing right now, we're not going to see right away, but we're going to see it tenfold over the course of the next few seasons. You're not going to get all that marketing money back right away in game one or game two or even year one.
Yeah, but most owners, teams want immediate return.
They want immediate return. There's no patience. And I think the Rush had that foresight to realize, okay, look, this is an investment here. We're going to create a bunch of buzz. We're going to make a bunch of money down the road, too, because we're going to get the city involved. And they did it.
Let's pause. Sorry. We're just going overtime on the flooring superstore rollout. And by the way, I haven't even got to all my topics in the Elite Eight show topics, okay? So we'll just roll them over after this break. And we're going to be going live to Dallas. We'll be joined by Gene Principe of the Oilers broadcast. Big win for the Oil last night at Nashville, and they are in Dallas tonight. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, get into a brand new Ford Escape for just $22,296 plus tax. And save up to $20,000 on 2019 Super Duties. Only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. In moments going to Dallas, Gene Principe will join us. Let's ring the bell. Two new sponsors. We got Tyler here. He's all excited. Suds Car Wash. I went there yesterday after the show. Kirby's probably watching this morning. Good morning, Kirby.
Whoa.
That's a whole new experience for a car wash. You ever done it? No. I hadn't. I'm ashamed to admit.
No.
And you know what? Sitting there.
It's pretty cool.
Totally cool. Yeah. Listen, imagine an army of men and women coming to. They put you through the car wash, then dry it off, wash the insides of your doors, do the mirrors, the whole thing. And I sat in my mind, I said, my car deserves this.
Yeah, it does.
And Natalie, Kirby's wife, said, oh, I think we're going to use that. Your car deserves it.
That's good marketing.
That's what I do.
Talking about marketing.
You're thinking for everybody.
So that and Last Mountain Distillers?
Yeah.
Okay. They make?
Local vodka.
Local vodka. I'll take your word for it. You guys tell me how good it is, okay? Thank you, Last Mountain Distillers.
Wait a minute. They're the ones that got that dill pickle vodka, isn't it? Yeah. They're famous for that. I've had that in my Caesars around town, and man, is it good.
There you go. Thank you to our sponsors. They keep us on the air daily, trying to keep you as a nation entertained. Sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Team Wildcards, Mike McEwen leads Pool A at 4-0 after defeating Jamie Cooey of the Territory 6-2 in the morning and topping BC's Stephen Laycock 10-5 in the afternoon at the Briar in Kingston. Saskatchewan's Matt Dunstone delivered a highlight reel run back triple takeout to score fourth in the 10th end for a 9-8 victory over Laycock. Dunstone made it a two-win day with a 6-2 victory over Cooey. Alberta's Brendan Botcher, who leads Pool B at 4-0, edged Manitoba's Jason Gunlison 7-6 in the evening at Leon Center. Also, Brad Gushu of Newfoundland Labrador beat Northern Ontario's Brad Jacobs 7-6. New Brunswick's James Grattan downed Ontario's John Epping 6-4, and Team Canada's Kevin Cooey got by UConn's Thomas Scoffin 10-2. It was a career night for Leon Draisaitl. He had the first four-goal game of his career and added a helper as the Oilers routed the Preds 8-3 in Nashville to sweep the season series. Connor McDavid scored the go-ahead goal in the third and had four assists. And NHL general managers seem unlikely to suggest changes to the emergency backup goalie policy even after David Ayers became one of the biggest stories of the season by winning a game for Carolina last month. The issue was among the discussion points during the first 3 days of GM meetings in Florida. That is your Tuesday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Update to our guest board. Jovan Johnson has signed a one-day contract to retire as a Winnipeg Blue Bomber, guys, and he's going to be with us live at 11:30. He has entered coaching, and I'm excited to talk to Jovan Johnson about that. Starting corner in the 2007 Grey Cup. That's for the sense. Riders.
Yeah.
Let's not forget. My dad's cousin, Sam Connedy, writes in, Sammy, he says, going to Palm Springs for 3 weeks, so I'll watch the show from there. Thank you, Sammy. Thanks for the update. Hope you enjoy yourself down there. You know they're getting an American Hockey League team in Palm Springs? They've broken ground on a brand new arena.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Rich Sutter tells me that is the most coveted job in hockey right now, to be the general manager of the Palm Springs AHL team. Would that surprise you?
No, not at all.
Picking up where we left off, our Elite Eight show topics, because we got a little sidetracked. Point six is a two-pointer. Warriors at Pats tonight. And Melville and Humboldt, I'm somewhat crestfallen that I will miss my beloved Pats against your beloved Warriors. I actually thought I was going, and then you reminded me, Darren, that we're going to be on the air in Humboldt tonight from the EPA. We got the Humboldt Broncos and the Melville Millionaires. So we're on the air with that television. And Rems, you're on the air with the Pats Warriors television.
Looking forward to it. My first game. I'm going to be a little rusty. Haven't done a game yet this year.
You haven't?
No, I used to do games all the time, yeah. But it's just my you know, you get to the point, frankly, where people, they're going to quit asking you if you keep having an excuse why you can't do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They've been legit excuses, but I made this one work just because I didn't want to tell Phil no every single time, or you're just going to fall completely off their radar. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. You got two struggling teams, you know, especially Moose Jaw, although they must have played really, really well on the weekend. Had a couple of big wins against Swift. Swift, not exactly a powerhouse, but, you know, a win is a win, and they needed some, and they got a couple. So, you know, you're talking about two teams in full-on rebuild, so I'm not expecting that it's going to be, you know, a Pats-Warrior game from 2 years ago. But I'm looking forward to it. And mostly I'm just looking forward to jumping back in the saddle and putting the headset on and having some fun on Access.
Well, enjoy it. Thank you. And as we roll here, the SJHL always watching. They've written in, can't wait to see you, boys. Can't wait to see you guys. It is, well, as Mike Lee has written in from San Diego. That's a German term, right? He says, closing the regular season. Great timing. Have fun. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for watching from San Diego. It's the last game of the regular season tonight, and going into Humboldt obviously has historical significance. I was telling my brother, or maybe it was my wife, it was my brother, still get chills going into that arena, and I'm looking forward to tonight. Mm-hmm. So a lot of great junior hockey in the province tonight. Mm-hmm. Rams, what are we going to do in the playoffs? Because our teams are...
I loved when the Pats, Warriors, and Broncos were all really good teams.
I know.
You could go 2 hours to Swift to watch a game, 40 minutes down the road. Not going to be quite the same this year. But I'm going to try to talk my old buddy Lou. If he's got a little bit of time off, maybe catch a couple games in Saskatoon or or catch PA. That would, how fun would it be, honestly? Oh, yeah.
A roadie.
To get up to PA if they're in like a third round or something like that, or a WHL championship.
Good luck. Bring your milk crate.
Well, maybe Cliffy.
Ozzie Weisblatt's on a milk crate
maybe,
here.
Maybe Cliffy can set me up, you know?
Cliffy Mapes. Oh, by the way, Mike Lee chimes in from San Diego. He says, San Diego is Spanish. Sheesh. Hey, Mike, do yourself a favor this afternoon and rent the movie The Anchorman. You get it right?
Yes.
Ronnie Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy. San Diego. German for... I won't say what's next. No, it's named after Saint Diego. It's from Dora the Explorer. Hello. 0.7. Where is Tom Brady going? Teams are preparing offers. I was watching that this morning on ESPN. We may get around to that.
That's going
to
be
weird. And I'll say one more. I was working out this morning at Evolution Fitness, watched Arash Madani's report from Dunedin with the Blue Jays. I shot Arash Madash a text. I said, hey, how's Florida? We had a little back and forth. Bull Bichette, Vladdy Jr., this whole gang. The question is, will you be watching the Blue Jays this year? Kelly, not fair question to you because you always do. But with those young guns, those young studs, I think we will be watching more than normal. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, for sure. Got some exciting pitching prospects coming up. Got the new ace from the Dodgers. There's a lot to be excited about with this Jays team. And I think, you know, whether they're going to be a playoff team or not, I think it's pretty high hopes to think this team's going to be in the playoffs. And we had a rash on last week. And they're not going to be a playoff team. I mean, they're just not, probably. But if they get off to a decent start and create a little bit of buzz and, you know, Vladdy hits the long ball and you do some things like that, they're going to be fun to watch. Exciting. You're now seeing the future, and a chance to get back to contention is right around the corner.
Fox?
Well, I always look at these situations like it's a little bit like peeling an onion, right? You know, it's a layer by layer, and a rebuild like this, which was, you know, we talk about it a lot in hockey, but the Jays, you know, it's a rebuild, right? So they probably got started a little late in hindsight. I think back to 2 or 3 years ago when they had Tulowitzki and Bautista and Encarnacion. They probably should have moved those guys and kind of started earlier than they did. I thought they thought at the time, we can squeeze one more really good year out of these guys and maybe have one more run. And that was a
bad idea in retrospect.
Just didn't happen. And they could have loaded up with talent and they didn't do it. So I put them behind and they're trying to catch up. And they didn't have the assets to do it. So they had to kind of start from like complete scratch. And this rebuild is going to take a while. But I think as long as we...
What's a while?
Well, I mean, realistically, I think that this is probably going to be another couple of years. Until we're out of the playoffs. But, you know, maybe I'm weird, but I'm a sports fan that I'm okay with that as long as I can see the progression. As long as I can see that things are getting better year after year and my teams are building towards something, I'm good with that. What I hate is when you finish in last or second last with the oldest team in the league and a bunch of guys that aren't even going to be on the team in 2 years. You think, well, why?
There's no hope.
What's the point? These guys are young. They've got a good young infield. They've got pretty good young pitching, although I still think that they're going to struggle that in that respect because they're just so young.
But if Vladdy can hit 40 dingers.
Right, but they'll be fun
Bichette's
to watch.
Cool.
Yeah, they'll be fun to watch.
Entertain me.
Yeah, that's right. And don't be out of it come May.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
How about June? Are you okay with June?
I'd be better with July.
Still in a very tough division.
Yeah, yeah. Very tough.
So that's cool. So I'm just watching and I'm seeing the report from Arash and just those names. Biggio, Guerrero, Bichette. I mean, it's reason to get excited. I'm invested.
Yeah.
And that's what stars are for, even if you're on a bad team. Ask Oilers fans, which doesn't look like that's going to continue. What's the report on Gene? Oh, here's the report from Clark. Having trouble getting Gene on from the rink in Dallas. Trying to sort it out. We'll go phone in soon. Ah, that's cool. So it's not happening. I've had cellular problems to Canada in American Airlines Center, too. I totally get it. Gary Papich writes in. He says, I'm enjoying the RP show poolside in the Mayan Riviera. Looking forward to Gene Principe rhyme. What rhymes with Principe? Anything? Gene very clearly has a thing, doesn't he? He's like Western Canada's Ron McLean in a way, but funnier.
Yeah, funnier and way more creative. I mean, did you see his thing with the country singer yesterday?
Brett Kissel.
Brett Kissel.
Of course, I was watching the Order game.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
I laughed myself. I couldn't believe it. I tweeted something. I don't know if you ever saw it, but this is entertaining as hell, I said.
Well, there's one story, and he was in Florida for a game, and I'm sitting with the producer.
All sunburned.
And I was sitting with my producer for a football game who also in Vancouver, who also worked on sports and that games with Gene. He's like, you got to do something. Here's what Gene does on the sidelines, right? Or on like ringside. So he was in Florida. And so when I talk to a producer, I have to pitch him on ideas, right? I have to be, here's what I'm going to talk about in this next break. And he's like, okay, we'll go to you. Or not ready for that yet. But with Gene, he's built up so much trust. They just go to him and they don't know what he's going to do. So they cut.
I believe it.
They cut to Gene. And here he likes to do arts and crafts, I guess. So he had gone out to the Home Hardware.
Who doesn't?
And got all the stuff. So they cut to Gene, and he's in Florida, and he's zoomed in with sunglasses on.
And I saw it. I was watching.
They start panning out. He's in a Hawaiian shirt over top of his suit. They zoom in. He's in a lawn chair, you know, a lounging chair. And then he's got a Mai Tai, and he's got a sandbox. He went out, he got sand, he got the chair, he did all the homework to get this beach set up in the corner of the arena for this cut-in from beautiful Florida to show that they were playing hockey in the beach.
How many guys are willing to put in the time to come up with this stuff?
Not too many.
But you will
have the opportunity to ask him that.
Oh, it's just outstanding.
Coming back after this break, Casino Gino Principe will be joining us from Dallas. Also coming up today, Dan Plaster, Jovan Johnson, and Noogzy. It's the Rod Peterson Show Tuesday morning, episode 184 of Canada's only live morning sports talk show. We'll be right back on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it, nothing. Beats the energy of a rush game.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Tuesday morning, coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada, where it is above zero. That makes us happy. Or right around there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going to be melting.
Springtime.
Spring has sprung. Pretty soon, I'll be wearing shorts in here every day. And we're going to be on the highway, heading to Humboldt. I can't wait.
I can't either.
Elgar Peterson Arena tonight is the place to be. Broncos Millionaires final game of the regular season in the SJ. So we've covered our Elite Eight show topics. It's taken us 40 minutes to do it. Here's the update on Gene Principe from American Airlines Center in Dallas. Producer Clark tells me within moments, if all else fails, we'll have Gene on the phone from Dallas. But he's going to throw one last Hail Mary. And he thinks that Gene will be able to connect on video chat. Because he really... It's you can't have Gene on the phone. You got to be able to see him, right?
Just catch the ball, Gene. Just catch it.
Clark's going to put it up. Just run under it. Just run under it, Gene. David watching in Vancouver says, I think, Rod, your show could slash should get a national sponsor. Hey, 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 hey. There's our business manager right there. Don't tell me. Tell him. Sitting here watching the show.
You sounded like Dr. Phil there for a second.
Really? Thank you.
Don't tell me. Tell her.
You have to get in touch with your inner coach.
I don't know if that was Dr. Phil or Chris Jones.
What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of real comparisons there.
Can you put this comment from Trent on the monitor, gents? Norway calling. This is Trent Bruner in Norway. The rush need to just play and not overthink when at home. Love McDavid and Draisaitl on their scoring sprees. Trent's been befelled by autocorrect on the Draisaitl spelling there.
I just saw that.
He says, hope the Raptors snap their losing streak. Have a good day.
That's the Norway spelling.
Toodaloo, Trent. That's how you spell Draisaitl in Norway. Whatever the hell that was. Raptors at Phoenix tonight trying to snap a three-game slide. The undermanned Raptors. Fred Van Vliet going to participate in shoot-around this morning. See if he goes tonight against the Suns. Raps can use him.
No kidding.
Yes. Bye. He's upset now. what's up on Gene?
He's on the phone with him right now.
Okay. I'm tired of tap dancing. My legs are getting sore.
Well, let's pick a subject then.
Which one of the Elite Eight? The BC Lions. One TV station shows up for their commissioner news conference the other day and unveiling their coach. Media's fault or the Lions' fault? Is the CFL in trouble in these major markets?
Oh, they're in trouble.
How do they change it? You're a marketer from way back. This guy, by the way, was Bret Hart's manager. And WWE promoter.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough one because you're starting at almost nothing, right? And I agree with you in the sense that, like, that's pretty bad.
Oh, hang on. Now we have Gene.
Okay.
Pause that thought.
No, we got to go to Gene.
We're going to Texas right now, where last night in Nashville, Leon Draisaitl scored a Texas hat trick. Gene Principe joins us from Rogers Sportsnet. Gene, thanks for hanging in with us. How much fun was the game in Nashville last night, that 8-3 Oilers win?
Well, it was incredible. Honestly, for someone who grew up in Edmonton and watched those 80s teams, I know I have 80s hair, but I wasn't expecting the game to look like the 1980s, but it sure felt like it in the third. It was like they just kept scoring. And the funny thing is a couple of players said, we probably could have had a couple more, just to let you know how amazing that third period was for Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, and the Edmonton Oilers.
Carrying it over into Dallas, by the way, I got to ask you this. How much talk is what's going on in Nashville? Obviously, you left right after the game, but we were trying to get Stu Grimson on this morning, Terry Crispin. They couldn't because of emergency status in the city of Nashville, state of Tennessee. How much talk is going around the rink of that this morning?
I mean, most of us, I had watched some of the local news prior to departure or prior to going to the rink, and they were talking about these possible tornadoes. When we left, it was like just a light rain, but our takeoff was pretty bumpy. And then, as you know, if you've ever been on a flight at night and there's lightning in the area, you can't miss it. And out of the windows, you could definitely see the lightning. We didn't know that it had turned into a tornado, and probably even when we landed, we didn't really know. But I think when most of us were waking up today, friends, family, texts, people on Twitter, and you start seeing photos, incredible. Last I heard, 9 people had passed, and we got out of there about 11 o'clock local time, and I think the tornado hit about an hour or two after that, or maybe the majority or the strength of it hit at that point. So when you're in that central time zone, it's you know, Dallas, St. Louis, sometimes it's more in the kind of the summer months because of extreme humidity, and it's just the combination ends up with lots of thunder and lightning storms, but not so much tornadoes. But unfortunately, last night, that's what happened.
For sure. And it's obviously caught everybody off guard. Thoughts and prayers with the people of Nashville. And again, Crispy said that he was going to be at the rink all day helping out with emergency efforts, and they weren't doing interviews. Tough to just go back off that for just one second. But we were watching the game, Gene, and Kelly Rempel was here too, as well, our co-host, with the Brett Kissel thing. When did you know that Brett Kissel was going to be in the arena? I mean, that completely caught us viewers off guard. You had a lot of fun there. Can you talk about how that got set up last night?
Yeah. Our producer, Scott Carruthers, actually is we're all big Brett Kissel fans, but Scott has kind of developed a more personal friendship and relationship. We see Brett, twice or three times a year, usually once in Edmonton, once in Nashville. And, so we thought, let's have a little bit of fun with him. And his album and his singles kind of tied into what was going on with the team and the game. And then we just kind of kept it going. It was like Brett Kissel night. We had him on in the intermission, and we had him on during the broadcast with Kevin Quinn and Louis DeBrusque. I mean, he kind of checks off the two boxes, entertainer, from Alberta, and a big Oilers fan. So we even got him to do a little analyzing of, can't remember which Leon Draisaitl goal. No, it was the Yamamoto goal. Actually, someone other than Leon scored. It was the Yamamoto goal, Kyler's goal. So, yeah, it was kind of a fun night. It was, I guess, our version of Snoop Dogg that they do in L.A. So, yeah, it was kind of different. And, it was good that we got it completed prior to the third period, because that's when everything kind of got a little bit crazy. So that might have been unfair to Brett, but I'm sure he would have enjoyed it. But Oilers fans kind of got... They got lots of entertainment from different angles and different viewpoints last night.
Gene, you must be almost getting to the point now where it's hard to kind of outdo yourself. Like, you're doing such a good job with these vignettes and the creative fun stuff. People are now starting to tune in to see what crazy, you know, skit they're going to see next, or where you're going to take some of these intros and that. Two questions. One, are you starting to feel a little pressure to come up with, like, the brilliant, like, stuff, because people expect it now? And my second part of my question, Gene, is how much time do you spend on these ideas? Like, this is some great stuff.
It varies. You know, some are, like, incredibly natural. There's either something's going on in the rink, or you can tie it into something the coach said, or, something that the team and the players are doing. Others are a little more challenging, but for sure there's pressure. I mean, listen, I'm not saying pressure, put food on the table pressure. This is lighthearted pressure. And, people, good, bad, or indifferent, they want to see what's going on, whether to applaud it, to criticize it, to say it was okay, to say it was terrible, or somewhere in between. So, I thank my boss at Sportsnet for letting me be creative, for lack of a better term, and let me sort of run loose. Now, times have changed, so you got to be careful. I know there are things I probably have done in the last couple of years that maybe in this day and age, the modern day, as in today, yesterday, last week, just wouldn't kind of sit right. So you got to be really careful. Then you just don't. Sometimes all you have to do is alienate one person, and it might be the wrong person, or one person can say or do something on social media. And that's not my intention. I'm not. I've always been about making friends, not enemies. But sometimes it's not how you do something, but it's how it ends up being perceived. So, I've always enjoyed it. And if I didn't have a chance to do it, it would be disappointing for me. So thankfully, heading into tonight in Dallas, as the Stars are on the ice right now, I've got an opportunity to do one again.
Last one for you, Gene, because you're busy, is obviously a huge game tonight. We're all going to be watching two very good teams. Are you going to have a 10-gallon hat ready to roll? What can we expect tonight? And your thoughts on the game itself, please.
Yeah, I'm working on that. We got in last night around 1 and got up today, and now I'm at the rink. And so sometimes today is one of those days, the Rod and Kelly, where I'll kind of listen into both teams' morning comment, and then see if I can play off of that, or whether it just be a straight takeoff of last night, or maybe an injured player like James Neal comes back. So we'll sort of see what we come up with, or what I can come up with here heading into tonight. As for tonight, I mean, listen, when the Oilers lost last Wednesday, I think it was to Vegas on the second half of a back-to-back, and looked like, well, there goes first, and you're feeling down and out, and here less than a week later, they got a chance to catch, you know, Vegas, even up in games, even up in points. They still have Vegas two more times, but maybe just as importantly, give themselves a little more breathing room from the teams not only in their own division, but those, you know, in the wild card chase, Nashville being a perfect example of that. So lots on the line every game, and it's, you know, we hear you guys have heard pro athletes say, you know, don't let the highs get too high or the lows get too low, and you have to be like that right now, because otherwise you'll just be too excited about wins and too disappointed about losses. So far the Oilers are finding a nice middle ground.
Well, I'll tell you what, can't wait for the game. Going to be exciting. Gene, keep it up. Big fans here, my man. Thanks for the time.
I appreciate it, guys, and vice versa. Take care, boys.
Gene Principe joining us from Dallas, American Airlines Center. Stars Oilers tonight, 7:30 Central on Sportsnet West. It is a huge game. I want to say something, too, by the way, on the Brett Kissel thing, because he was a recurring guest. I don't know if you were watching the game or not last night. It was very entertaining. Interesting. I'm glad that we were able to not only go to Dallas live to preview the game, but also talk about Nashville and what happened last night and into this morning with Gene. Mm-hmm. Such a pro, that guy.
Yeah.
Such a pro. Very good point about how you'd expect tornadoes in the summertime. That's when you hear, March?
Right.
Seems like it's caught everybody off guard.
Yeah. No, it has. It's
not that we're the weather network or anything, but
not that you'd, not what you'd expect. And it's just when it's so sudden like that, and you know, it's not one of these communities where you're just used to hearing about weather, right? Weather disasters, or it's not a coastal, you know, city, right?
So where's Greg Johnson when you need him?
Yeah. The tornado hunter's probably chasing tornadoes.
Yeah.
So, not roughing WHL games.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Right?
Thank God.
Yeah.
I know.
But that's another sign that, you know, maybe we're hitting spring and summer a little bit earlier, you know, than we're
global warming. Where's Greta?
Right?
Oh, such a positive, friendly gal.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Boy.
Interesting, too, the Gene Principe said that Brett Kissel checked off all the boxes when it came to being on the Oilers broadcast. What do you say? From Alberta? Oiler fan and entertainer. Wasn't that what he said?
Yeah.
And we got another one, Gord Bamford, who will be with us on Thursday. Lacombe, Alberta guy. And Rems, you'll love this. I can't wait to get him on the air, Gord Bamford, to ask him if he knows Joey Bouvier. And I know there's not a lot of people watching or listening that would know who that is, but you would know. Joe Bouvier.
Yeah, no, absolutely, for sure.
Pat's tough guy from Lacombe, Alberta, back in the day. He bridged
mid-heavy
the time that... Like Kelly left and I came in, right? It was the next season.
Yeah, he was called up as an AP my last year there.
Right.
And was better than most of the guys on our team, unfortunately.
Smokin' Joe Bouvier.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to ask Gord Bamford for that. But here's another guy that's an Oilers fan. I guess George Kanyon's the Flames fan of all those guys, those country music guys. Mm-hmm. So
here's an interesting little, I'll make this real quick.
Sure.
So my cousin married a really nice guy from Alberta. And they just bought a new home on a lake. And that's his neighbor. It's Gord Bamford.
Bet he loves him.
He says he's a great guy. His kid plays hockey, I think. Like, I think he's got a kid that's actually knee-deep in hockey or midget or something. So he's getting older. He's a hockey.
Well, we're going to find out on Thursday all those things. But the interesting thing, well, honestly, when Kissel walked onto the set last night, I'm like, who is this? Get him out of there. I didn't know who he was. He's wearing a ball cap and an Oilers jersey, or maybe a cowboy hat, whatever.
Right.
That's not rare. And they just look like normal guys, similar to Gord Bamford, who was just swimming around the pool like 200 other white guys in Mexico last week. I mean, wearing a Kamloops Blazers hat, of all things, Gord Bamford was. They just, one of the guys.
I got a question for you guys.
Sure.
I know it's you that's supposed to be asking us the questions, but I'm curious to know if I'm alone here. So, you know how we talk a lot about... I'm tired of the Edmonton and the Calgarys and the Brandons going having these deep playoff runs in the WHL. Like, as much as I'm a Warrior fan, I'd rather the Broncos win, like, or whatever. Like, I just, right? Are you guys not with me that it's more exciting and interesting around here when you got the Flames, the Canucks, and the Oilers, all Western Canadian teams, even if you're not a fan? I don't think either one of you are fans of, like, the Vancouver Canucks.
I am of the Oilers.
But I'd rather have them win than, like, have another team from... You know what I mean? Like,
yes and no, but the Blues were pretty special last year.
Yeah, that was a different one. There was three Saskatchewan. Great story.
I'm with you on this. I mean, it's making us check the standings on a daily basis.
I am. For sure.
I'm staying up and making sure that I'm tuning into the late game, whether it's a Vegas game, a Canucks game, an Oilers game, or a Flame game. I'm watching those late games now. I make a point of it, of making sure I'm up, you know, at 10, 11, 12 o'clock, watching the end of those games, because it matters. And checking the standings and how many games left, and where's Winnipeg fitting into this? Can they get a wild card spot? It's fun.
Well, you'd rather have, at least I would, rather have the Jets or the Flames or the Oilers or the Canucks win than like the Anaheim Mighty Ducks or the Kings. And I got nothing against those teams, but it's just so much more fun in the playoffs when Kelly, there's Canadian teams in it, I think.
You are regarded as a hockey guy, although, as you told my wife, you're more of a football guy than a hockey guy, but... You would get this. I'm not like Joe Blow or Sally at SGI, like I said yesterday in the meeting. If you said Anaheim, well, I'd be cheering for Sam Steele and Josh Mahura. Like, last year, the NHL network, the radio network, was calling me to talk about those three Saskatchewan boys with the Blues and how cool this was. And I said, you could probably go to any NHL team and find some Saskatchewan tie. I'm like, yeah, there are those three players, but let's talk about Bernie Federico. Let's talk about Kelly Chase. Let's talk about how the Blues almost moved here in 1980 to Saskatoon. Like, I don't have to look very far to find a Saskatchewan tie with just about every team.
Let me bridge the
is that fair?
Yeah.
It is. I'm not that interested in the Saskatchewan tie.
You're not?
I am, but
very much so.
Not as much as you.
Let me bring everybody.
Troy Brower's on the Blues now.
Let me bring everybody together and bridge this gap, because I think you're right, Kelly, in terms of...
Ryan Getzlaff. Thank you, Alan. Yeah,
but like we talk about... being interested right now and checking the standings and being in the race, it happens because of those Canadian teams. But when it comes to winning the Cup... That's the role of television and radio and the media, is we find the stories, we make the connections, and that's why every year, no matter who wins the Stanley Cup, I think we feel good, because we get attached to those stories of the players and the teams, and sometimes it's that Saskatchewan connection or whatever. I'm not interested in the Saskatchewan connection of the Ducks or whatever right now in the playoff chase. It's the Canadian teams. But in terms of winning the Cup, we can attach ourselves because there's good stories on every team, so you're always going to feel good.
We have the viewers chiming in. And that's what we love about the show, the interactive nature. William works writes in and says, Josh Manson of the Ducks. Saw him at Candle Lake last summer. His dad's Dave Manson, nicknamed Charlie. There's a lot of
There is. Patty
ties.
Marlowe for years. The Sharks. Who? Patrick Marlowe for years.
Anaroid, Saskatchewan.
Yeah. The San Jose Sharks perpetually would make the playoffs and perpetually disappoint in the playoffs.
Well, but I think you're saying, capital. Are you saying... Everybody's more excited when those Canadian teams are, or you?
I am. I was
you
wondering
are.
how it translates.
No, I will always find
to you guys.
I'll always find a Saskatchewan
because
time.
A
rooting interest, if you will.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying that, you know, if I had the choice between what teams would you like in the playoffs, the Ducks, the Sharks, and the Kings, or the Jets, the Flames, and the Oilers. I don't care if there's a few more Saskatchewan guys on the California teams. I'd rather have the Western Canadian teams in there.
Fair,
it's
but
more
it was right.
More
but it was pretty special when those three Blues brought the Cup to Mosaic Stadium this summer.
But
right?
You must admit that was a unique year, right?
Oh yeah.
When they had that at Taylor Field or at
Mosaic Stadium.
Mosaic Stadium. My apologies, Marnell Jones. When they brought that Cup. And they took the Blues jerseys off, and they had the Riders jerseys. That's if you didn't have goosebumps watching.
As they say, it's better in the stands.
Playing Gloria. Yeah.
You had to be there to see it.
Yeah.
Rems, go find your phone.
Oh, jeez. Now you.
Sorry for reminding you.
Yeah.
The show is a distraction from your problems for everybody. By the way, Corey in Regina writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer, Kelly. Corey says he doesn't have the Where's My iPhone app. It's a lifesaver. Perhaps you can answer that. He doesn't have an iPhone. He's one of those guys.
Yeah. Guess what? There's an app on those ones, too.
Well, there is, and I'm going to have to resort to that soon.
Next hour, Dan the Disaster Plaster, Jovan Johnson, and Noogsy. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get the certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala LT for only $21,511 plus tax. Or check out the certified pre-owned 2019 Buick Encore Preferred All-Wheel Drive. It's only $23,911 plus tax. Only for a limited time at Canada's number one GM certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.